Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Express Ranch's Fall Bull Sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the Fall Bull Sale at expressranches.com.
Well, cash cattle markets may finally turn the corner over the last couple of weeks, with packers focusing on tighter upcoming cattle supplies available to the market. This is allowing bids to form, and feeders are taking advantage of the upwards market swing while they have the opportunity. Although the majority of cash business is expected to have wrapped up over the last couple of days, some additional cleanup trade is likely today, with prices steady to firm with previous levels. Cash trades generally 2 to 3 higher than previous week levels, and live deals reported at $107, while dress trades $167 to $168. Limited trades expected early today in the hog futures, although sharp gains in pork cutout values are expected to solidify through the end of the week. The concern that this may still limit the overall increase movement of pork over the near future could leave nearby futures contracts unimpressed. October futures remain the front month contract, but with quickly dwindling open interest and lack of activity, the focus remains on December futures, which are trading at a significant discount to October, but viewed as the more accurately priced market contract. On the grains, wheat markets are lower at all three exchanges as cooler weather and heads seem to be prevailing following the reaction to the September 1 stocks report. While wheat enjoyed its own set of bullish data points Wednesday, the market still doesn't have the ammunition to trade in lockstep with corn and soybeans, and that could change for the conditions if those stay dry for the Northern Hemisphere producers. Weaker corn prices overnight, giving back all of Thursday's rally after fresh seven-month highs were made the previous session. Continued fallout from the bullish September 1 stocks report, as well as another solid week of export sales, gave bulls plenty of ammunition, but around of profit taking could be in order. And weaker trade across the soy complex, with losses being led by products, especially soybean oil, which is down over 2%. Soybean oil has fallen more and recovered less since the September highs, pressured in part by a lack of support in global vegetable oils. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
October live cattle was down 2 cents, 108.52. December down 52 at 111.82. October feeder cattle down 42, 140.92. November down 80 cents at 141.25. October hogs up 135, 74.15. December's down 25 cents, 62.85. Kansas City wheat, December down 3 1/4, 506.5. March down 2 3/4 at 515.5. Chicago wheat, December down 7 3/4, 570.25. March was down 7 1/4, 576.5. December corn up 3 3/4, 382 3/4. March up 3 3/4 at 392. November soybeans unchanged at 10.23 1/2 pennies. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.